The air was unlike anything Erica had ever felt that autumn. Cutting, harsh, knife-like, and within the house she'd found herself in, it was a little better. She shivered, goosebumps forming on her smooth skin. It had been such a stupid dare. What was she, 16 years old again? Tricked by her friends into exploring the haunted house and hopefully getting out alive? No, she was 23 years old, and a psychiatric nurse, for God's sake. And yet, still, there she was. "What's wrong with me?" she muttered, shaking her head. But it wasn't accepting the dare that was the problem. That was just stupidity, a silly thing that she'd get over, and that would hopefully only get brought back up at parties when everyone was drunk anyway. But there was a definite problem, one that was much bigger than a bit of embarrassment. Because once she'd shut the door behind her and twisted the knob again, just to be safe, she found that the door simply wouldn't open. Well, she thought to herself uneasily, might as well explore. Maybe I'll find a different way out. The house was like something from ages past. All yellow peeling wallpaper, dusted bronze statues with faces caught in moments of fear and terror, moth-eaten sofas and tumblers of aged whiskey. Erica actually contemplated taking one of those tumblers and drinking generously from it, because God knew she could use a drink, being stuck in this creepy old place. But then she heard a sound, and something inside of her went as still as fear itself, still as a graveyard. The sound came from upstairs. It didn't sound like a creak of aged floorboards, of an old house settling in the dark, but more like a whisper. All of the hairs on her neck stood up at once. Ghosts weren't real. This place wasn't really haunted. And she was going to absolutely murder her friends for convincing her to come into this place alone. She didn't move for a long while. And then she heard it again. It was saying something. She just couldn't quite work it out. What was it? Maybe there's a radio that was left on somewhere. Saying that out loud didn't make it any more believable. It was just a hissing whisper, like something from the mouth of a snake, and a murmur that drew her up the creaking staircase, as if lured by a weaving cobra. Frankly, it made her nipples hard. Between that and the cold, they were like bullets. Slowly, as if her legs were moving on their own accord, she took one step, and then the next, and then the next, and then the next. She found herself in what must have been the master bedroom. Nervously, Erica tucked her dark hair behind one ear and looked around, each nerve tingling with fear. It was silent here. Too silent. She must have heard something else. Maybe a cat from outside. A raccoon scuttling up the drainpipe. But part of her doubted that very much. The bed in this room was enormous, almost larger than a king. And there were ropes tied to the headboards. A full-length mirror, dulled with age, stood along the opposite wall. All was perfectly still. Until she heard the whisper again. And she slapped a hand over her mouth to halt the scream. She spun around, and what she saw there, she could hardly believe. A man? A man. Was he truly a man? Her lips and thighs shook. He stood in the distant corner of the room by the walk-in closet. But she didn't really know what she was looking at, because she could see right through him. His skin had a pale silver glow, and he was transparent like raindrops on a window. She could see the portrait of the home's old matriarch through his breastbone. Erica froze. She should have ran. She should have screamed. Fainted. but she did none of those things. Hello? She tried, pathetically. The ghost said nothing. Despite herself, she found her eyes drawn down to his cock, which was impressively hard. What the fuck? Since when did ghosts have cocks? Not that she'd ever met one before, to be fair. She swallowed uneasily, trying to draw her eyes away from it, and when she finally managed to do so, she saw that he was smiling. His features were finely drawn, almost handsome, and he gestured to her gently. She had to be going mad, right? Was he some manifestation of her subconscious desires? That's what she would tell a patient, and she would also tell them to go with it until they found the root cause. As if in some sort of waking dream, as if lured by a serpent, she went forward. She was drawn closer to him. He was murmuring things again, in that soft voice, as if he was the snake tamer and she the viper. Erica found it almost impossible to resist. When they were only 2 feet apart, Erica found herself trembling violently. The ghost raised one translucent hand and brushed the long dark hair off of her shoulder. Again, she shuddered. He was cold, so cold, but it was a good kind of cold, like ice cubes melting in your mouth between breaths on a hot day.
There's only one way out of the house,
he said in his delicate voice.
And that's through me.
Erica somehow understood. Up close, there was a feminine duskiness to his features that was terribly attractive, and if she squinted, he almost looked alive. Nervously, she stepped forward on the aching wood and pressed her lips to his freezing cold mouth. Mm. She let out a small gasp from the shock of it. He was cold. So, so damn cold. But his tongue was somehow warm and wet and skillful in her mouth. And Erica, who hadn't gotten laid in 6 months, embarrassed herself by emitting a pathetic groan. Not that he seemed to mind. Not at all. Mm. His cold hands swept over her shoulders, cupped her breasts, and pinched her nipples sharply. It stung, but not in a way that was unpleasant. It was like he was both man and metal, giving soft tweaks, but with the detached feel of nipple clamps, something she was very much a fan of. And then he began to unbutton her blouse carefully, with unexpected gentleness. None of this really made sense. She was stuck in a haunted house being fondled by a ghost that she could touch and feel. She was already too deep into the moment to really question what was going on. To Erica's surprise, her breath was becoming faster, and this time it was not from fear. She allowed him to undress her completely, to even slide her panties down her slender, trembling legs, unclasp the too expensive bra, and let it fall to the floor. Naked at last, as naked as him, she stood there shivering, arms wrapped around herself, on fire with anticipation and something that almost felt like lust, a lust so deep that it made her feel hungry. Not that she would ever admit it to anyone. They would think she was crazy anyway, and she would have thought the same if this didn't feel so damn real. The way she was craving him, how her pussy throbbed and widened in wet desire, moist before he even really touched her. Oh, this was real. This wasn't a manifestation. She wasn't feeling fear anymore. Just lust. Mind-bending, moisture-forming, thigh-quaking lust. The ghost reached out to circle one of her small nipples. She shuddered from both the sensation and the icy touch. Then his hands sloped down her ribcage to her slim waist, and he guided her gently to the bed. He bent her over the high mattress, and without warning, plunged two incredibly cold fingers inside of her. Erica clapped her hands over her mouth to hide her scream. Whether it was a sound of pain or pleasure, even she didn't know. Not at first. But when those cold fingers started working inside of her, wet with her juices, her eyes squeezed shut, and her hips rocked against the strokes of motion, and she begged for more. Another finger. Then another. Her pussy was clamping down with the cold, but the squeeze just made it better, tighter. Every nerve was holding fast as he began to piston his movements.
Oh, fuck,
she cried, bed sheets bunched in her hands.
Oh, fuck, harder. Oh, please, harder. I'll do anything. Oh, don't stop. Oh, it feels so...
And at this, the ghost pulled his fingers from her cunt. She spun around, at the edge of disbelief and anger, and saw him stroking his cock gently, up and down, while he stared at her with alluring white eyes. Erica knew exactly what to do next. Naked, she sank down to the floor and took his freezing, cold, yet utterly solid, impossibly hard ghost cock into her hand. She ran her fingertips over his length, gently teasing, and felt the delicious shudder that ran through him. He was dead, but at least he still had feeling in the most critical place. Whatever was going on, she was confused. She was doing this to escape, but having it grasped in her fingers, escape was the last thing on her mind. She did need a release, but not from here, and certainly not from this situation. On her knees, she tipped her gaze upward, staring at his impossibly clear features. "Do you want me to?" The ghost reached down and brushed at her dark hair and nodded. He said nothing else. The silence, it was dominant, hot even. She gently kissed and licked the mushroom head of his cock, and he shuddered again, hands getting tangled in her dark hair, twisting tightly. Erica winced a little, and then spat generously along his length, rubbing carefully up and down, as if this was an ordinary man, and not a dead one. Wait, what was the difference anyway? Was she going absolutely crazy? Fuck it, she thought. If I'm crazy for anything, it's cock. She took him deep into her mouth. His body seized, and a haunting moan echoed through the hallways of the decrepit house. His cock was cold in her mouth, but it filled up her throat. It was hard and long and smooth, and Erica couldn't help but fantasize about what it would feel like inside of her, if he'd even let her find out for herself. She worked him expertly, with lips and tongue and hand, and from the way he fucked her throat with it, from the sounds he made, at the brink of some impossible pleasure, she expected somehow for him to come. Instead, he pulled her roughly away by the hair with a grunt, and she fell back onto the hard ground, sweat gleaming on the ridges of her collarbones, her lips glistening with spit.
Please,
she gasped.
Oh, fuck me. Please fuck me.
He motioned to the bed. Unsteadily, Erica rose, skin coated in dust, her blue eyes dark in the shadowed dimness. She knew what she wanted. She went to lay spread eagle on the bed. She could feel that she was wet, and only growing wetter. The ghost crouched over her, and she felt a cool breeze as he tied the ropes tightly around her wrists. She couldn't take her eyes off his cock. Hadn't she seen enough horror movies to know that this was wrong? That it was dangerous? That it led to bad things? No, it wasn't any of those things. This was thrilling. When the ropes were tight enough, He propped her two legs over his shoulders, touched himself briefly, and plunged into her with no mercy whatsoever. This time, Erica really did scream. But God, it was good. Better than good. The pain was so raw that it felt like pleasure. And he was big inside of her. Frigid, but big. As he pounded into her again and again, she wondered if he would somehow tear her apart. She wondered if she'd even mind. Eyes squeezed shut and hands gripping the ropes, the feeling of him inside of her gave her the most impossible bliss. A warm sensation began building in her lower belly.
"Harder,"
she whispered, or maybe begged, as his icy rod pierced her in the most pleasurable of ways.
"Harder, please. Oh, faster. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck."
The last one was almost a cry. It came like a crescendo, and when she came, she screamed again. Loud enough to wake the dead, she thought to herself. Shivering and trembling in the after effects of her come down, small chest heaving with sweat, hands bound over her head, she watched the ghost pull himself out of her with one swift motion and observe her dispassionately from the other side of the bed. He reached over her and untied the ropes with surprising delicacy, and then one of his cold hands went to her clit and began to rub gently, so gently, through her slick juices. Erica found herself moaning again, helpless to him, spreading her legs and allowing him to wet his fingers on the slickness of her. Little jolts of pleasure went through her with every movement of his icy cold fingers, and when she came again, it was a weaker sound, but no less pleasurable. Slowly, she sat up in the bed and looked over at him.
"Thank you. That was..."
Still, no words. He leaned forward and kissed her again with his cold mouth and his hot tongue, and when he drew away, Erica was dizzy, lightheaded, sticky and wet between her thighs, and naked and utterly glorious in the dim evening light.
"That was wonderful,"
she finished softly. There was quiet again. No clock ticking, no birdsong, just her breathing as it returned to normalcy. Erica sat there trembling for long periods with the aftershock of her pleasure. She gathered her clothes up from the floor, put on her bra and pulled up her panties, slid back into her dress and tied the laces on her sneakers. The ghost almost smiled, and then he rose from the bed. She followed in a blissful daze as he glided slowly down the stairs and vanished right before the front door as effortlessly as he'd come. She was free now. She'd passed his test. She felt almost giddy as she walked up to the door, knowing that now she would find it open. And she did. Stepping into the cool autumn air felt like being reborn, and she took a deep breath. The ache between her legs, impossibly sweet. Half pleasure, half pain. What she didn't want to admit to anyone, much less to herself, was that she absolutely loved every minute of it. None of her friends were going to believe this, but maybe she would come back. This house was the best kind of haunted.